Okay, Yud Zayin or the Beis, we're up to Tez Zayin or Aleph, the two dots. We're talking about an Eved Ivri, the different methods of acquiring an Eved Ivri. We had Kesef, and we went to the Gemara Hari no Kesef, and now we are up to Shtar. And the third one will be Chazaka, as we'll see later. Uvi, again, to do something for you. Uvi Shtar, and non Hari no Shtar is effective when it comes to an Eved. Omar Ula says Ula, Omar Krodas Mefesh, a Posik. It says a Posik. Im Acheres Yikachloi. That if the person takes another wife on top of the Amivri that already has, and the Torah says that you have to make sure you give the She'era, Ksusan, and Asa. So he's, what do we say? Another wife. So we're comparing a maid to a wife. Hikisha, Kosov, Lacheres. The Torah is comparing a maid to a wife. Ma, Acheres, just like a wife. We know Mekanye, Bishtar. You acquire a wife through Shtar. We had the previous Gemara, because we're Yotzeva Haisa. Af, Amivri, Mekanye, Bishtar. So to a maid is also through a Shtar. Says the Gemara, you're saying that the acquisition of a maid is similar to the acquisition of a woman, a wife. But it could be the same, it could be different. Who writes this? When it comes to marrying a woman, who writes the shtar? The husband. And he's considered the buyer. And the woman is considered the seller. She's selling herself. When it comes to a maid, who writes the shtar? Is it the new master, the buyer? Or is it the father? So honey chalman omeshtar omevriya, that there comes a contract of an omevriya. Odin kaiswa, the master writes it. The new master writes it, so he's the buyer. So just like by a married woman, it's the husband. Ella mandam of kaiswa, the father, the seller, is the one who's writing it. Mayi chalmema, you can't equate it to a marriage of a woman. It's a very different kind of shtar. What's the story we learned? Shtar, when it comes to the shtar of an omevriya, me kaiswa, who writes it? Rabun omar odin kaiswa, the master writes it. And Avchiz omar of kaiswa, the father writes it. So Mela, my question is, honey chal Rabhuna. So the mother really spells it out over here. Oh, it makes sense according to Rav Huna, because he says the odin, the master, writes it, the buyer, just like the husband. Elul Rav Chizu, who says that the father of the girl writes it, the seller, Mayikul Meimus, is very different than the shtar. Rashi, the top of the page, La'acheres, L'kichas Dushnein Kedushin. Honicha, Pluktai, L'kamei, the Gemara will have to get machlekes later on. Odin, Koisvai, Bitcha, Knuyili, your daughter is being acquired by me, even though it's a love, Kedera, Shah, Kedushin, and you give it to the father, Kenil Kedushin, Shabal, Koisvai, Bitcha, Bitcha, like any other Kedushin, the father writes. The husband writes that your daughter is Mekudosh to me. So the husband is similar to the new master. So the father sells it that my daughter, Loyali Mishra Kedushin, is very different than all other Kedushin. So I need another pasik to teach me when it comes to an Eved, we can learn out that you can acquire it through a shtar. Omar of Achaba Yaakov Krav, I'll tell you the pasik. It says in the pasik, again regarding a maid, it says if you sell her, you sell your daughter like a maid, she doesn't leave the same way like Avodim. Avodim, there are 24 different Rosh Avodim. If you bang out their eye, you knock out their eye, you knock out their teeth, they are set free by an Eved Kanani. It doesn't apply to a Jewish slave. If you knock out their tooth, they don't go free. So lo yisei tzei tzei sa avodim. Does not go. Jews, no, a goy does. Like, look at, we're easier with a goy than a yid. This is one of the proofs that they used to use, that we have rachmanos. I mean, this thing that they say that we are prejudiced against goyim is not right. Abel Niknikin, so we say, we dash her there, she doesn't go out, she doesn't exit like the exodus of the emancipation of an Eved, but Niknis Hiki Kinyan Abodim, but she does get purchased just like an Eved. And how does an Eved get purchased? Or mind you, how does an Eved get purchased? One of the methods by an Eved Kanani Ishtar. So the same thing applies here. Rashi, fourth line from the top. Like, say, it's because Evodim Beshen Va'ayin, when it comes to tooth and eye, Varosh, Evodim, and all of the limbs, Ke Evod Kanani Bagosh, Im Simes Einer. If you blinded this girl, Chen Einish Levit Evid, or the eye of a male, Eino Yetzi, they don't go out. El Noisin, like the man, Eino, give the money, is there Mashlim Sheis V'Yetzi. And you make the six and it goes out. He has to still wait the 6 years and then he goes out.
He can use this money now to buy himself out from the also. Now he's got the money from the Knaas.
Oh, yeah, something else. Yeah. Might not be enough. Aval Niknis Ikikinyan Avodim Kanani, they're both the same way. Behem Niknin Bishtar, one of the methods of Shtar, how do we know? Kilakam, Lelandi, Ishkil Kakoi, it says, Vestachaltim Benechem, Vestachaltim Benechem Achuza, we compare, and talk about an Eva Kanani, then Eva Kanani is compared to an Achuza to field. So we learn from there that the same way you buy a property is you buy an Eva Kanani, a Goyisha Eva, which is one of the methods is Shtar, Kesar Shtar Chazaka. The Niknin Bishtar, but Kesar Chazaka. Who told you? All we know is that you can acquire one of the ways in Eved. Who said it's star? A kesef we know already. Maybe it's chazaka. Chazaka is that you tell the Eved, do a job for me. That's called chazaka. So maybe that's how it is also by Amavriya. That we learn that say it's a vodim that you don't go out, but you don't go in. The chazaka. Who said that it's star? Maybe it's chazaka. On Makra, the very same possible, we learn out that in the Din of Avodim, it says, V'isnachaltem oysam, they, you inherit, livneichem achreim, two years afterwards, achuzah. Oysam b'chazaka, only they, only Nebuchadnezzar, you can acquire through chazaka. V'loy acha b'chazaka, not somebody else. Says the Gemara, maybe it means, so you have a miut, right? The miut says that in certain things, everybody else is not like an Eved Kenani. How do you know negate chazak and maybe negate shtar? Maybe that Eved Kenani is acquired through a shtar, but a woman is not acquired through a shtar. Says the Gemara, Haksiv Lo Seitz the Vadim. We have the Pasi, the Ribu, he says she doesn't go out like a Vadim, but she goes in. So we have a Ribu, we have a Mir. Lo Seitz Ketzes Vadim says, but she does go in like an Eved, so we decided to use that for Shtar. And when it says, it's the Chaltim, Oysam them, only these people go out, are acquired through Chazak, we decided to talk about Chazak, but not an Amavriya. So I'm going to ask a question, how do you know which is the Ribu, which is the Mir? Ma Rois, why did you deem it fit to say that the Ribu is for Shtar and the Mir Chazak? So answer the Gemara, Mistabra makes sense, shtar, that a shtar should be one of the methods that a woman is acquired. Have a little boy, why? She came moitim bas Yisrael, because a Jewish girl gets divorced through a shtar. Fred Gemara, Adarab, Chazaka, have a little boy. On the contrary, you should have also included a Chazaka. She came a ger. When if a person dies and he's a ger and he has no family, everything that he has is hefka. So how do you acquire it? Through Chazaka. But Isha's Milashchem, by Isha you don't find Chazaka. Tate's already asked, very modern. You want to say that by women there's shtar. Why talk about get? Talk about kiddushin. I mean, let me get in kiddushin, that one of the ways of marrying a woman is through shtar. So the Gemara said, oh, shtar may be by number because that's how you marry a woman. Why does Gemara say that's how you divorce a woman? So it says, Tate says, because nowhere in the Torah does it say you marry a woman through shtar. It says in the Torah you divorce a woman. So the only way, yeah, the only way we know you're marrying is from get. So if we go straight to the source. Lashi.
If you do use the body with the man, you're trying to say,
we had that sochi.
I understand. But if you're trying to learn the focusing on the difference, why don't you say that there's an element of kiddushin?
Because it says sochi. Zeir Shava overrides all that. That's why the Zeir Shava. Rashi. But Rashi. Rashi, my new chazaka. About 8-10 lines and narrow lines. How do you do chazaka with an eved? In a field, you fix up a fence, so you fix a door. You force him to do one particular service for you. That they are treated like an asset. The Ainla Yoshi and the Chosav Hefker. Nichse Ger dies, he has no heirs, and all of his entire estate is Hefker. Another answer is Lahochi Ahani Imacheris. You're right. You want to know why we decided to include shtar, because it says in the pasuk, if you take another wife, and how do you marry another wife? Not through chazaka. One of the ways is shtar. So therefore, whatever is there is in the continuation of the first one. Therefore, we know shtar. Rashi Lahochi Ahani Imacheris. Hekisha Hakasa Lacheris. We compare her to another woman. The galus al halima to reveal to us on the lima shakzavodim shabolam diitra akina shtar veloya chazaka. Avol ikish shtar la bekedushin yalef. But the main shtar we don't learn for kedushin. The tema odin kaisa that and the, if you learn the main shtar for kedushin, then we should then follow a kedushin that the husband writes it. So here it should be the new master. And yet we had an opinion that it's the father. El mishtar kakois yalef. We learn from shtar kakois. Remember, we're asking the question of the one who holds you that it goes from the father. He, even though we're looking from imacheres, not that it's completely similar to a shtar of a woman. If it would be completely similar to a shtar of a woman, then the husband should be writing the shtar, or the master should be writing the shtar, not the father. So where do we learn now shtar by a woman? By Amavriya, according to Rav Chisda, is from Karka. Kishtar ever Kanani of Kosi writes it, Kech, the Star, and so does Moich, Kosi writes it, the Finn, and Rekha Zerag Mikna. Says him about Sorry, next Rashi, Shaini Yates, sorry, Baitimor. Says Says the Gemara, but Rav Huna, who says that we know that that a woman on Omavriya, the new master writes this is just like a married woman, so we don't need the pasuk leseitze for that. So according to him, he learned from Imacheres is just like a married woman. So what did he do the pasuk leseitze? But Rav Huna, hi leseitze ketes avodim my borish bay. What does he use it for? I hope it by for the inference, but for the reading. She ain't a yaitze barashay avodim kevet. Simple. That she, if you knock out her too, she doesn't go free. Not that you need it to teach you, but how do you, that you go in, you know, similar to an ever. That's not the point. And Rav Chisda learns two things from me. How does Rav Chisda learn two things? First of all, if you knock out her too, she doesn't go free. And how does she get mad? How does she get involved in the first place like an Eved? How does he learn two things from one pasuk? Rav Chisda imken, because if you want to learn, one thing, lichtev rakra loisei tek avodim. My kitzes avodim. What's this additional kitzes avodim? Shema menot title two things. Rashi, she'enu yetzel shevodim, legufa yitzel, if it's of a loyla, maybe not to medayeg, I will nicknames kikin avodim, but to learn that she's acquired like avodim, l'chol karadim boy, legufa yitzel, also the yukar. Once you need a pasuk for itself, you no longer use inferences. Mike can say, the yukinam. That's true, yeah. True. And then my ketzes, you can nami yasi lemelach. The fact that it says ketzes means it teach you two things, openly and also a diak. Levad miyatav lemedin, I can't have a kinyan. Second more vaitiv, the koinis atzma bishnayim buys himself in two ways. Chivit said, bishonim. Koinis atzma bishonim, different ways than ever it goes free. So he said one of the ways ever he goes free is either through 6 years, or yovel, or he buys his way out. And the Nirtza has an additional Mises on. Says the Gemara, the coin is Atzim B'Shonim. How do you know he buys himself out with years? The Chesiv is a Fesh Apasik. It says a Apasik. When you buy an Ebedivri, Shei Shonim Yavo, 6 years he works with Ashri, Yetzel Lachav Shechirim. Goes free. Okay, B'Yevel, how do you know that if Yevel intervenes, for example, 3 years before, you know, Shemitah has no bearing on him. But Yevel does. He sold him, he bought him for 6 years. The third year is Yevel, he goes free. How do you know that? Because there's a pasuk, it says that we treat him like a wage employee, and it says that he should be with you ad, in the Bahar it says, ad shnas hayevul yavad imach, he works till yevul. How do you shtim the two pasukim? One pasuk 6 years, one pasuk is yevul. So 6 years it's always, but if a yevul comes in between, that's it. He's set free. Yeah, the he's like a paid worker because you got to treat him, you got to treat him with respect and dignity, and we'll see Gemara later. We mentioned already yesterday. Kol hakoyne eved ki koyne odin latzmi. If you buy a Jewish slave, it's like you bought a Jap, a Jewish American princess. You got yourself a boss because you have to treat them better than you treat yourself. If you only have one piece of bread, you give it to your slave. You only have one animal, give it to your slave.
Bed to sleep in.
Yeah, you got to give him a pillow like you. You got to give him food. He has to sit on your table and eat like you do.
This is a Jewish
slave. This is a Jewish
slave. It's
in a slave. Thank you. Bought yourself a master. Okay. Begiroy and Kesev. A third way is that they can buy themselves back out. And we had yesterday that if you sold to a goy, then it's a mitzvah on all the relatives to try, or anybody, tzedakah, to try to save them. If you sold to yid, there's no mitzvah anybody to try to save them, but he has a right to buy himself out. You bought him for $600, he bought pro rata. After 3 years, $300, you set him free. How do we know? How do you know Giroy and Kesev? Even though we learned the whole time, Mikesef Miknosai, we reduce it from the Kesef. That's talking about an Eved sold to a Goyish master. How do you know about Yiddish master? Amar Chizke. Chizke says, Amar Kra. There's a pasuk, when it comes again, Amar Vriya, we're learning most din amount from Amar Vriya. Anyhow, or in this case, it talks about if you sold him to a Goy. If you sold him to a Goy, talk about Amar Vriya. Again, we're learning anything from Amar Vriya, that you were supposed to either marry her or your son should marry her, and if you didn't, and blah, 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 don't sell her to another person. And if they have the law, if you didn't redeem her, then whatever you said, 3-6 years. So it says the have, and one of the options was either you marry or the have the that you just it was redeemed, but it didn't happen. So that ayah that she could be redeemed, that means brought back. The have the melamed, how do you redeem her? Melamed, you can't turn around and sell her for a profit. She back to herself. You work out what you paid, how much time spent, and then you go out. Says Gemara, Tani, we learned v'koine es atzmai. How does an eved buy himself out? Bekesef, either with money or v'shavi kesef or the equivalent of money. We already had enough chesk. It says Yoshi Musunzi uvishtad, and he also sets free with a shtar, but he still needs a shtar. Now, no, but even if he buys the way out, you still got to give him a shtar shichur. Ask Gemara why. Bishlame Kesef, I understand money, the receiver, it says in Pasik, Mi Kesef, Mi Knosai, that you have to deduct the money, but they're talking about ever was sold to a girl, you have to deduct the money that he was purchased with. Okay, you need money. Or Shavi Kesef, I mean, how do you know the equivalent money is good enough? The Gula says, Yashiv is extra, that means anything you return is good enough. Amarachman, Gula say, your redemption. Amarachman, the rabbi Shavi Kesef, Ki Kesef. Ella, my question is, Haishta, what's the contract for? Hey, Chidami. If he says what? He writes him a shtar, I owe you, and I owe you shtar that I'll pay you. Nu hainu kesef. So that is money. If you already gave money, what do you point, what do you need a shtar for? Ela shichru. Then you what? You need to give him a get. He has to be set free. Now, an Eved Kanani we know has to be set free because over there, the get shichru is not just to set him free, but also to give him the full status of a yid. That he can now marry a bas chayin. A Jewish girl.
When an Eved goes free with the Shemitah or Yoivon, you still have to give him a get shechel?
Nobody goes through with Shemitah.
I mean, with the Yoivon, yes.
Yes. No. Kesef, only Kesef.
7 years at the end.
Yeah. Taylor says, no. But if you're buying your way out, you need. So really, you're still tied to me for another 2 years, 3 years. So I got to give you a severance, a document of severance. I'm going to ask, why do you have to write it down?
A deed of manumission.
What?
A deed of manumission.
Okay. I would have thought it would be like a deed of emancipation or something.
What's the
who's they? That's in America, that's how we call it. Maybe the Old English. Okay. That's a Chilk and Ashkrol and the Old English Gemara, the Encino. Encino probably has that other word.
Sure. He was a translator.
Oh, so they have it. Elosh Sheikh is one of the questions. Shtar Lomli, why do you have to document it? Let him tell him to people, go, get him. Or you're not be Bapedin Zil. Why do you have to record it and write it on a shtar? We're not talking about a married woman here. Amarava, they said, man, he learned now that evidivity gufe konei must be from he learned now that an evidivity you have, he's not just an employee, you have certain rights in him, and you need to unravel those rights. You need to sever those rights, so therefore it has to be documented. And if you want to be moichel, you know what, you don't have to pay me out and go home. It doesn't work that way, because you have to give him a shtar to set him free. Rashi. Namely, Bapa Terezi, Leslie, Allah, me, if you need to go home, Gufe Kone, Achi, Agia, Yemechi Pusha, see, until the 6 years expire. Once the 6 years expire, the tailor took away my rights. It doesn't help being Moichel, you have to give him a Shtar Shichr. If not, he goes work for you again. If you want, it doesn't help you, I'm Moichel you the money, whatever it is. No, you have to set him free. If you wrote it, documented it, you gave it him nothing, then he goes out. There's no words in a guy, he did nothing with Shtar. If you didn't set him free, what? You have to give him something free. You have to give him something. One second. There's a few of them. Tosafot says, why doesn't our Mishnah say? Yeah, so he wants to say that our Mishnah argues with his Brais, and our Mishnah holds that a shtar, you don't need a shtar, and therefore it's not mentioned at all. So the Tosafot wants to know how could Rabbi argue with our Mishnah? So his answer is that a shtar is different than all other methods. For example, if the Eved wants to go free and he has $200, which gives him 2 more years of freedom, the Odin has no say in the matter. The Odin must, because it says in the Torah, have the law, you didn't do it. As a Raya, from there you can force the Odin to accept the money. Shtar, you cannot force the Odin to set you free with a shtar. In other words, if the Odin wants to be Meichel, says, oh, you don't have to pay me any money, and here's a shtar and you're free. Can't force the Adam to do that. The Mishnah is only mentioning methods of emancipation, that he has no choice in the matter.
If someone damages that person's eved, causes him a chayes, let's say loses a finger or something, he has to pay the thing back to the
oddie. What I'm saying is, in what way do you see the gufei konui?
Yeah, but it's hard to understand because we had the Gemara Gittin that mem over there that I'm mafkir, Shmuel said I'm mafkir, Avdei L'Tim, which says bring down the yotzer l'chedes, and you don't need to get shichur. How can it be that you own more of an eved yivi than you own an eved kanani? Eved kanani is mamash, your chattel. And yet over there you don't need a shtar. Say something, explain. Over there you don't need a shtar. And over here you do need a shtar. What's the logic in that?
Isn't the whole Indian of an eved ivri only a knas?
He sells it. You're talking about mechabezin. You're talking about mechabezin, not a mechatzmai. Yeah, mechabezin. That's so much a knas. This is how he's paying his way back. What happened to the money? What happened? Bezin sells it for $1,000. What happened to $1,000? They give it to the victim. So it's not just a knas. It's a method of payment. When they over here, if you stole a piece of bread, they put you in jail. That's a knas. Who benefited from that? You know, in England, when they put you in jail for stealing a loaf of bread, that's a knas. That was a reward. That's right. Back to the Gemara, because it's getting late. You say the Omavri has one more thing that an Eva doesn't have, and that is an Omavri gets out when she reaches the age of 12 years old. Rishlaki says, "An Amivriya koines atzma. She has another way of getting out. B'misas ha'av. If her father dies, but she was 10 years old, she's set free. And the kavuchem, mishus adin from her master, mekavuchem. Misha doesn't mention it, but he adds it in. Umas simonin, madach simonin. She ain't my teen mishus av. The girl's 12 years old. She still belongs to the father. Till when? Till 12 and a half. Till your begedis." Yet, might seem as she's odd, and when she's 12, she leaves her master's control. Misa, when it comes to the death of a father, she might seem as she's odd. The father's death does not pass on her rights to the brother. The brother can't marry her off. The brother doesn't own her anymore. So the father's death, she's set free. Ain't she might see as she's odd. The father's death should free her from her master. That's what the Shlokhi says. Now the Mishnah doesn't mention that's what the Shlokhi says. First, you give out a Mishnah, that's a question. Rav Hoshia says, Yeseida Olav Omevriya. Omevriya has one more additional thing over an Evet, Chekoines, Atzma. But it says in our Mishnah here, in our Mishnah it says that Omevriya has one more thing over an Evet, that she goes out with some money. According to you, there's two more things over an Evet. She also goes out free when her father dies. An Evet does not go out free when his father dies. But Omevriya, so why is Mishnah only one additional thing? Two. The Misa, according to you, why doesn't it mention also Mises of? So we answer ton of a shy. I think the Mishnah exhausts all the possibilities. My shy, the high shy, what else missing out? Shy and Mises of. What if the master? The master himself dies. The din is that the maid does not work for the son. Eved does get passed on to the son before the 6 years expire, but a maid does not. So that's a third thing that Omevri. The Mishnah does not mention all of them, just mentions one, Shanim. Simani. Says the Gemara, that's not called a shit. Imishum misses the odin lav shiyuruhu. Why not? The kivon the ikanami beish. It applies to a man as well. Now, where does it apply to a man? It doesn't apply to an eved, but there are some avodim where it applies. We had a few yesterday. A nirtza. By a nirtza, if the master dies, it does not get passed on to the children. Nirtza is a haftis adoni only to this particular guy. So since by a male, it's bechlal shayich also that if the master dies, he's free. Some avodim, yes, some avodim, no. So the Mishnah doesn't count that. So the Mishnah only counts one thing. You saying the Mishnah missed out something. The Mishnah missed out misses of. You need to find me another thing the Mishnah omitted. Otherwise, you're wrong. The Mishnah would have included it. The kivan din avish like tani vela nisne nu takakasha shlokish. Why doesn't he mention misses of? Says Gemara tana. You know why? The shlokish will answer tana davish yesh like titzitzak tani davish ain't like kitzel like tani. Our tana only mentions things that have a fixed amount. Everything 6 years has a fixed amount. The money that you buy back, it's fixed. It's pro rata how much you paid. Yovel is fixed. Everything that's fixed, the Torah mentions. However, the Mishnah does not mention things which are not fixed. You want Mrs. Arden. When is Arden exactly? When he's supposed to die? We don't know when he'll die, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it. The obvious question is, then Simonim also. We know that 12 years old and Simonim, you're free. But every girl, as soon as the drop of a hat, 12 years old, they get Simonim. It could be a little before, a little bit after. So it's not fixed. And yet the Mishnah counts Simonim. Freddy Gemara. Vasimani. The ain lehen kitzvah. It's not fixed. Uktani, it's mentioned. Says the Gemara. But Rav Safra answers, and we'll be using this a number of times. Ain lehen kitzvah lemaila. We don't know. It could be 12. It could be 12 and a half. It could be 13. Avo yeshlem kitzvah lemata. But there is no. If there's simon of the age of 11, it's meaningless. Simanim, if it's premature, it's not called simanim. It's called a shuma. It's called a mole. A mole, whatever. You have a hair growth. It's nothing. As Gemara explained, Tanya, Amud Bey, we learned the next page, top of the page, we learned the Braisa, Ben Teisha Shanim, if you're 9 years old. Shahavish Teisha, a 9 year old that has two series of puberty, is shuma. That doesn't mean anything. It's not puberty. It's just, an aberration. It's an action. We ben teshani emecha. We have a machleik. Now, what about a 9 years old? She suddenly reached puberty, and it remains ad ben yubeshani emecha. Va'oidin boy shum. If it's the same hair that never fell out, even though she's now 12 years old, we're going to say, oh, she reached puberty. We're going to say this is still the growth from the age of 9. It has nothing to do with puberty. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yosi says that. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda is simon. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda says no. If it's now she's 12 years old, even though it was there the whole time, if now 12 years old the hair is still there, she reached puberty. But so what is even there? But everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Yosi would agree if she had these hairs growing at 9 and it fell out at 11 and a half. No one is going to say that she was already bas mitzvah when she was the age of 11 because she had it. No one will say. So we see there's a bottom. There's a minimum age when puberty means something. So there's a kitzvah lamata for a girl 12 years old. There's no kitzvah lamata. She could be 12. It could be 12 and a half. But and so on. Ben Yugimul Shanim Yemechad. Divin Hakel Simon. However, if the hair continued and stayed in there until 13 years old, then definitely that's puberty. It's not going to fall out again. Okay. We see from here clearly there's a bottom. So the Mishnah mentions some money because of the Kitzalamata, even though it's not Kitzalamata. Says the Gemara, Mosi Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asked the question, Rav Shimon Oimer, and Shlokish introduced a new idea that if the master dies, if the father dies, she is set free. Ask Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet has a question that says, Rav Shimon says, Dalid Manikim Lohem. There's a machlekes later on in certain instances whether you still have to give Hanukkah, you have to give severance pay. There are four different people that we give severance pay to. Gimel Bish, there are three cases by a man, the Gimel Bish, three by a woman, the E after Yochalim Dal Becha, but there's no four, but either one. As we'll see later, we can talk about a case, a guy who ran away and then he was caught and brought back, and he finished the 6 years, he still have to give him severance pay or not, because he wasn't as much pleasure. You know, he goes a lot of Agmas Nefesh and so on. Anyway, right? And we'll see also if the guy buys his way out, do you still have to give him severance pay or not? He didn't work his full 6 year term. He bought his way out after 4 years. Do you still give him severance pay or not? If you do, if you don't.
Severance
would
be the Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. That's severance. It says the Gemara. Three by man. What are the three by man? The 6 years, if 6 years expire, or if Yovel comes in, even though 3 years, if Yovel's not his fault, he gets. And also, if his master dies, he gets his full severance pay. But which eved goes out when the master dies? Only a nirtz, a regular eved, gets passed on to the children. So we're talking about a nirtz here. And by a woman, it's also years, Yovel or Simon. Says the Gemara, Lefisha ain't Simon in Beish. Simon, which applies to a woman, does not apply to a man. So therefore, a man does not have four. And the ain't a Tibisha, and that misses a Odin, which applies to a master. The misses Odin applies to a, sorry, a Nirtza does not apply to a woman because a woman doesn't have Nirtza. Now, the obvious question is going to be, we know that a woman does go out when the master dies. Who cares if she's a nitzah or not a nitzah? So what do you mean it doesn't apply to women? A woman should have four. We'll see later in the morning. Tell you what, right? Now, the imis, according to you, that are what? A woman goes out when her father dies. Nisti nami misa, there's a fourth way for a woman to get hanukkah if her father dies. V'chitema hochinami, you can answer me the same thing over here. Tana v'shaya, that what? They were left out things. But v'habokta, the Mishnah, that clearly nominates the number four. As if to say, that's it. Otherwise, what do you mechal give a number for? There's plenty more. V'chitema dolan tana, he only learns dover sheyesh like schitzvik tani. And dover, like you answered before, dover sheyesh like schitzvik tani, but simonim include enlan kitzvah. V'chitema, you can tell me, we're going through the whole discussion again. Hochinami, you can have safra, though there's a kitzvah lamata, but you can miss his odin. You just said, miss in this braisa, one of the things are misses are odin, right? By nirtza, the master dies, he goes free. The ain't like kitzvah, who knows when the master will die? Yet's included. Uktani, So the Mises Adon Uktani, and it says, the Gemara Mises Adon Nami Uktani. Who told you? The Brisa doesn't tell you what the three things are. You decided it's Mises Adon, and then it's talking about a Nitzah. Who told you it's Mises Adon? Tell me, so how do you get to four? Three by man, three by woman. So I'll tell you. By a man, shanim, 6 years. Yovel, for Yovel comes in between. And Yovel Sheretzia, not Mises Adon, but it's here. A guy is a nirtzah. How long does he work? Not 6 years. Forever. La'olam. Ad la'olam. Until when? Until Yovel. So there's a second kind of a Yovel. There's a Yovel by an ordinary Eved, which comes in, intersects before the 6 years expire. And then there's another Yovel, which is way beyond 6 years. Might be 24 years later, and he's set free. The Yovel Sheretzia. That's the three. And the Omer Ivriya, therefore there are other things missing, like the Mises of Adon by Nitzah is missing, and not everything is included, including the Mises of by a woman. And what are the three things by a woman? The Omer Ivriya, Besimonim, and what's an Omer Ivriya? The one that she has different than everybody else, Simonim. She goes out at the age of 12. Says the Gemara, Hochinam Mistah, I'll prove it to you. The Tani Sefer says later on the Braisa, Iyat Yocheloy Mabechemem. The Braisa says he cannot mention four, neither before, if she ain't Simonin Beish. Clearly from here that we're talking about Simonin by a woman, and a man doesn't have this thing of 12 years old leaving. And they ain't a Tia Beisha. And the Tia is not by a woman. And therefore, what's the Tia talking about? If the Tia is talking about the master dies, that applies only to a male, not a female, she also goes free, the master dies. True, she's not a pierced ear one. She can't extend her stay, but she still goes free if her master dies. So what are we talking about? Nitzah must be the Yevul of Nitzah. Be'isha v'imisa, be'isha, mi'imashkach la'abo. She always says four, if her master dies. Shema mino. So that we're not talking about the master dying. We're talking about what? The Yevul of Nitzah. But we're missing out the master dying. So we're missing out the Mises Adon, and we're missing out Mises Adon. No kasha and Shlokish. Says what have I said? Okay, Masir Rav Amram, Rav Mas. Another question: Ishlokish, the Elu Manikim, and the following you give severance pay to. Hayoyte b'shonim. Somebody leaves after 6 years. Uvi Yevul, Yevul misses the Adon. If the master dies, v'om Yevriya b'simonim. Yevriya also has simonim. Why does it mention Yevriya also has a father dying? And don't tell me about something that's not a set amount, because it says Mrs. Arden. It says Claude, the master dying. Nobody knows when the master will die. V'misa, nisi na misa, v'am nikludo se misa, v'chitem v'tani v'shai, v'elu k'tani z'mefesh, elu these, no more. V'chitem v'dovashi yesh le'kitzrik tani. Only thing which has a set amount. Dovashi, ain't le'kitzrik, a fixed time. Le'kitani, v'osim money, then le'kitzrik tani mention, we don't know. V'chitem v'hochinam, v'l'safik, and ask v'l'safik, because there's a bad, v'yikim Mrs. Arden. This is Mrs. Arden. To you've to shlokish, to you've to takakash. Here we shlug him up. But you shlug them up, but Ishlokish Kavachimer. Ishlokish had a very strong logical proof. He said that if Mrs. Adon were, surely that if she leaves her father, if her father dies and the brother has no control, surely she should leave her master.
It's interesting that we come back after we say
Tuvta. After you shlug them up, say, oh, but it has a good word. It's part of a good word.
I mean, Tuvta, when you say double Losh and Tuvta, it's Ogishlok. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, but we don't know, but how do we shlug up his word? Everything more, Kavachimer Perichi. The guy's Kavachimer is Chabu Gefrek, is repeated from the beginning. What was the Kavachimer? If she doesn't leave her father with simoni, at the age of 12 she still belongs to her father, and yet she leaves her master. So if her father dies, when she leaves her father completely, surely she'll leave her master. That's not a good, you know why? Simoni nishtana haguf. By simoni she's a different person. That's why she leaves her master. She changed. But if her father dies, she didn't go through any changes. Who says she goes free? She says free from master. Said you want to write to be learned in one place. Oh, that's true. I'm going to stay out of the whole argument. Tani Chode, in one place we learned Anok Eved Ivri La'atzme. In one place we learned that the severance pay of the Eved Ivri goes to himself. But Anok Om Ivri and the severance pay of the maid La'atzme goes to herself. But Tani Idach and else we learned Anok Om Ivri, the severance pay of a maid, Umitziyas, anything she finds, La'avia, goes to her father. The Ein L'Rabba, and the master does not have, if she finds something, doesn't go to her master, it goes to her father. She's a young girl, goes to her father. What does the master get? The time that she spent, the 10 minutes she spent picking up the object, you could have worked for your master, so he charges the father 10 minutes. According to the Chesed, works out to 10 cents, pay me the 10 cents. But the object itself belongs, no, but she still belongs to her father, even though she's working for a master. The Ein L'Rabba, Elas Chabatola, only the time she spent picking it up. Now, why you need to tell me that an Eved Ivri belongs to himself? We're going to ask a question later. Talking about My love, ho the nafka b'simonin. What's it talking about? When do we say that she goes out, that it belongs to the father, if her father's alive and she leaves a master because she reached the age of 12, then everything goes to the father. We're talking about the hanukkah, the severance pay. Why does the severance pay go to the father? Because she still belongs to the father at the age of 12. When do we say the severance pay goes to herself? Another braise that says it goes to herself. If the father died, then the severance pay obviously goes to herself. And it doesn't pass on to the brothers. So we see clearly from here that even though the father died, you see that what? She goes free. It's an ayat l'shlokish. That the father dies, she goes free. Because there's hanukkah here. Loi, Edie, did not have some money. Both cases talking about the father dies, not like l'shlokish, does not go free, like we just said a minute ago. Both cases talking about she leaves the age of 12. Lakasha, how do you love? If the father's still alive at the age of 12, it goes to the father. How do lesser love? If the father's dead, when she goes at the age of 12, then she goes to herself. Not that she's set free because her father died. Nothing to do with Ishlakish. The severance pay of a maid goes to herself. And what do you mean? What's the chiddush there? If her father died, you might have thought she's only 12 years old. Maybe the severance pay should go to the mother, should go to the brother. Says, no, it's hers. It's Tanya we learned. That you cannot pass your daughter on to your children. They don't yash. A person cannot pass on the schus of his daughter to his son. That's the chiddush there. What are you telling me that an eved ivri, when he goes free, that the heavenly goes to himself? And who should it go to? Of course it goes to him. You need to tell me that. Ella Leman, who else should it go to? Amar Rabbi Yosef, a beautiful word. Good word to remember. He says, Yud, you make a mountain out of a molehill. Yud, the little letter Yud, Karu Kazin, it turns into a big city. This little letter Yud, you turn into a big city. Or he brings on the side of it, it's a name of a big city somewhere. In other words, it's a big deal. So the Mishnah mentioned it. So what? You're making a mountain out of a molehill. So the Mishnah mentioned a case that was not necessary. Male of us. Yud. It's like Yud Kodesh Kachazina here. Yud over here. Yud, you turn a big city.
Out half the shas.
A mountain out of a molehill.
How many times do we make a big deal? Because the word says in the Mishnah.
Abi Yisrael used to make molehills out of mountains. He's trying to answer all the braises. No, he was a Mosin, he was a Hasinai. But he's the one who's constantly bring braises and try to end for braises. But yeah, interesting. Abaya says, Hochem Rav Sheshi says, you know the Chiddush of braises, why never he goes himself? This is Tutoyi. What's the matter, Tutoyi? The time we learn, Tutoyi, I mean, Loi. It says, the Chiddush is Loi Bal Chayva. We had before, Loi, not the Bal Chayva. Remember, we had Shibud Rav Nosson, you might think goes to the ultimate lender. No. It goes to the Eved Ivri, and the lender has absolutely no rights to it. Kufa, Eluman.
Does he then have to use
that's up to you. No, why this then? Here's other debts, maybe. Or he has to give it.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's a chiyuv, but you can't come and take it. Can't seize it. Gufa, you can't go to the baal, to the master. Say, give it to me. Elu manikel and the following. You give severance pay too. Hayyitzeh b'shanim uve yevul uve misal adam. The master dies. V'amma yevriya b'simanin. Avol berech if he flees, and he gets caught and he comes back, or v'yitzeh begroin because he buys his way out. Ain manikel. This town of holes there's no severance pay. Rameh says, "Boy, Reyach, if he flees, he forfeits his rights for severance pay." But the Yoytzei Begroin Kesef, if he bought his way out, the Torah gives him that entitlement, then Manikinlo, you do have to give him severance pay. Rab Shimon says, "Arbo Manikinlo, I disagree. Neither of them get severance pay. Only our four cases: Shloisha Beish, Begimel Beisha, Veiat Yochel Leimer Arbo Beechem. Man, there's no four, but either one. If she ain't some money, Beisha, man does not leave at the age of 12 with a tzia Beisha, nor does it a tzia. The Yovel that applies to the Nirtza does not apply to women because there's no Nirtza. So he holds if you flee or if you deduct the money and you buy yourself out, you don't get any severance pay."
Said that the
Hanukkah
is because Mishnah is
Chal Sochi
Lavodcha, right?
The Pasuk says, you have to give Hanukkah.
Yeah, but why? Can Mishnah is Chal Lavodcha? What it says is because no. He can give him a Shifchak Nadis to think. How do you learn from the Mishnah? She doesn't have the Shifchak Nadis. So how do you learn Hanukkah for her?
It doesn't matter. Tatus says that you have to give every Eved Hanukkah.
No, but you say, but
and so we compare Sochi to Sochi.
You don't compare
no, we have Sochi to Sochi. Sachas Lachem means you equate all of them. Listen, 1 minute quickly. No, I know. Tanam I've learned. Yochol lo yimanikim ele. I would have thought you want to give hanukkah to somebody who worked for full 6 years. Menayin le rabbis yetsi v'yevul. After 2 years, suddenly there's yevul. He's set free. How do you know he's entitled to severance pay? Over misses odd, the master dies after 4 years and he's set free. How do you know? But omer v'li b'sim money. And 3 years later, she reaches the age of 12. How do you know? Tanam leimer. It says in the pasuk tishachenu. You have to send her free from you. V'chisa shachenu. And the next pasuk says when you send her free, do not send her reikum. So it says here Shachanu for these two people, and then it says, don't send her free. That's how we know they're also entitled to Hanukkah. Yochosh, ani marbe berech, and maybe I should also include somebody flees the Yetzirah and Kesev, where he buys away. Tamleime, vechise Shachanu chavshe me'imach from you. Misha shiluchamim, you the one sent him away. Yotze berech, he flees. He ran away. You didn't send him free. Or Yetzirah and Kesev, you didn't do it voluntarily. He forced his way out by buying you out. She'ein shiluchamimach, you didn't do it willingly. They forced it out. You don't get entitled. You didn't send him away. The fact is that you had to accept the money. You got something for it, and you sent him free. And Hashlomah boy says the Gemara, he has to come back anyway and work the full 6 years. And then after he fucked the full 6 years, he gets his hanukkah. He has to finish the 6 years. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow.
So if he gets set free, not
right.
By completing,
sorry, one late.
If he gets set free, not by completing.